Tonight's shiur is Mekuf Nun Gimel Siv Zayin Part 2. The Shulchan Aruch talked about the shul of a kfar, of a small community. Now he's going to begin talking about a karach, a large community that has people coming and going all the time. And the stringency of the krach is that we say the shul was built for people all over the world. It wasn't only built for the local community. And that makes it more difficult to sell it and make changes. Shulchan Aruch says as follows. Aval she karachim. If the shul was a shul of a large community, a large city, shebom shom mekayim esachem, people come there from all over. Afilu bonu osam yishalahem. Even if they paid for it, the local city paid for it with their own funds. Eino nimkor, they cannot sell the shul. Elam kein tolu oso bedasi yochid, unless when they built it, it was a condition that it depends on one person's opinion. They named this person who will be in charge. Shazyase bo hayochid mashayirse baskama satsiba. So then, that individual who was named up front can do with it what he wants with the agreement of the community. And these halachas are identical for every davish of kedusha that we mentioned. The kulu gariyah basa beis kenesa. They all follow the lead of the shul. The shul was the lowest level, and you keep going on with the heichal and the mitbach sefer and so on. So all of them, if they are going to be sold and purchased new and whatever it is, the difference of a kfar and a krach, it's all the same. It all follows the template, if you will, of the basic kinesis. Let's stop here, see the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat and Lamed Gimel. Afilu bono osa mishalahem. If the shul is a shul of a karach, even though the funding came from the city that the shul is in, the kivin de me alma osu l'sham, since people from all over come to daven in that shul, mistama b'nei ha'ir, the assumption is that when the city put forward the money to build the shul, they had in mind that it's including everyone who comes. Therefore, they do not have the right to sell the shul. Because perhaps there's someone at another end of the world that used to be close to the city and it would constantly come, and it was made kadosh with him in mind. He's not in agreement with the idea of selling the shul. V'lchein, therefore, afilu hiskimu b'mechira shivatuvi ha'ir b'maymanan she'ir, even if the city council at a town hall meeting, they all agree to make the sale, ein mechira se'mechira, they're not allowed to. The sale is not valid. Dinu lo kaifilu b'nei ha'ir l'ulpanaseha, because the people who are out of the city, who the shul was built with them in mind, they're not beholden to the city dwellers and their leadership. And even if they would want to sell the city and use the money for some other kedusha, they'll go up a level. They'll buy a sefer Torah with the money. Okay, gav or anything like that. They still do not have permission to do so. Because again, maybe the others who don't live locally, who frequent the shul, would not be in agreement. This is all the assumption we make in a normal situation. But if it's absolutely clear to us that this shul was only built for the local residents, maybe they had that in mind when they built it, or maybe when it was built, it was only a small village, and then it grew and grew and grew and became a krach. We gave other examples. If it was built by tradesmen of a specific trade, or people live in a further block and they built it for their little neighborhood. So there are cases of even in the krach, when it's clear, this was not built for the whole world. And in addition, others did not help with the payments for the shul. Dino kikfar. So such a shul is like a small village shul, even though it happens to be in a large city. Kazam Magnavam Bashem Hamabit, Magnavam writes the name Mabit. The Filu Beis HaKnesel Karachim, even a shul of the big city, Im Eina Mispalimbo, if it's no longer used for tefillah, Yecholin Lemacho. At that point, they can sell it. If the community migrates and there's no one davening there anymore, so then at that point, you can sell the shul. The Moshe writes in a tshuva, the definition of not davening there means you don't have a minyan. You can't get a minyan. If you can't get a minyan anymore because of the migration of the community, so at that point, you can sell the shul, and especially if you want to build a new shul in the new neighborhood, and that would be acceptable. Sif katan lamedaud, eino nimka. So a shul that is in a big city, even if the local community paid for it, can't sell it. This is if they want to sell it and they won't be a shul. But if after the sale there'll still be a shul where people can daven, mutter, that is permitted. So what difference does it make to the people who don't live in the city who come to visit? So it's this one or that one. They have a shul to daven in, so that's not going to be a problem. If you're going to have a shul that's still available for those who come from all over, so then there's nothing wrong with making that sale. If when they built it they made a condition that it's up to one person, that's going to work even for a krach. Explains, when they built the shul they made it depend on this person, so his opinion has the weight of the city council. This only works if the money that funded the shul was the local money. But if people paid for this shul from out of the city, it doesn't help that they designate one person to make decisions. Because if there's someone at the other side of the world who's not happy with it, and he put money into it, so you can't go against his viewpoint. So it basically takes two things. It takes a condition when you build it that they have a person that has the authority to make a decision to sell, and it has to be locally funded. And even that individual has to do it with the agreement of the community. There's no question. No one ever had in mind that an individual at a whim could sell the shul without their input. So what does it help that they appoint this person? You don't need the city council. You do need the town hall meeting. You need the community, but you don't need the seven. No one outside can say, oh, we don't agree. And let's say when they made the original agreement, it was that this man's in charge and you don't need our opinion. They specify, the assumption is that they want to have a say. But let's say they speak it out, you're in charge and we have no say. Whatever you say goes, we don't have to come back and ask us. Then they don't need to ask them. They're looking at halacha, we're right about this. This is not just the halacha of a shul, this halacha applies to any davar shebe kedusha, perish. Gonteva umitpachas ukedoima, whether it's the aron, whether it's the sefer Torah cover or anything else in the skomis of beis that we mentioned of beis, dina kumba beis haknesses atzmolin zeh has the same halacha as the beis haknesses for this. It's called heichi the iu nasa daita de kuliyamo, that if it was made with the intent that this is for the world, could go into krachim like a big city. So these things for the shul were also made for everyone in the world. They all follow the rule of the basic knesses. And in addition, those things that are associated with the shul, whether it's the other yard or space that the shul has on the property or the mikveh, I mean, in Gam Ken Ki Gam, say the same thing. They cannot be sold, all the sogun, or are locked up. We can't keep out guests. But it's not more strict than a shul either. And further, what we mentioned in this paragraph, when you have the seven leaders of the community in front of the community, in the small villages, when they make the sale, the money can be used for anything. lav davka beisik knesset. It's not only if they sell a shul. Elafil b'tishmishik kedusha din kain. The same is true for the other things that are kadosh in the shul. Ach mikol malkum yesh chilek b'nei, but there is a distinction. Dibetashmishik kedusha, when it comes to things that are kadosh in the shul, after motush damash b'dimeim kishinim k'mashivatu v'ir b'maimen anshe'ir b'kfarim, even though when you make a sale in the presence of the seven leaders, in front of the community, and it's a small community, so then the money could be used whatever you want. But the item itself will remain kadosh. If you sell an aron hakodesh, so since you have shevetu v'ir, maimon hashe'ir, and it's a kvar, you can do whatever you want with the money. It's true, but the aron is still an aron. That aron is still kadosh. That's the difference. The kedushas hagufnin hu v'eniyos achun. That is intrinsically holy and will not become mundane. Al besa knesses v'tishmishe mitzvah, but the shul itself and tashmishe mitzvah, as opposed to tashmishe kedusha, motosh tashman, that can be used. Masha kasa l'kamam b'sif tes, as we will write in sif tes. V'ayin l'kamam b'sif yud, look at it in sif yud, v'sim kufnun dal sif gim, v'shtabura b'alocha, and in simen kufnun dalid, there, the if it's possible to remove the kedusha of tashmishe kedusha, the mice says it's very difficult to make on such a thing. So again, this kind of alludes to the discussion we had the other night that the shul itself, it would seem, is tashmishe mitzvah, and that's why when it's sold, you can now use the shul for any other use, as opposed to the shittas who want to say that even a shul is tashmishe kedusha, but it's maybe a lesser tashmishe kedusha than the other things. Sivkan Lamaches, the Kulu Guru Basa Basic Knesses, all the items that we mention, the Aron, the Sefer Torah cover, the Sefer Torah, they follow the rule of the shul. Kol Klei Basic Knesses, what about the items, the furniture of a shul? The Safsalim, the benches, the Yerios, the curtains for Basic Knesses in the shul, the blinds. Dinam Kabasic Knesses, they have a locha like the shul. Fakin, therefore, Kishamachu Shiva Tuvair, the Maimon Anshe'ir, Bikfar. So if it's sold by the seven community leaders in the presence of the community in the villages, Yechom Lishtamash Mimos Kamashiyatsu, once they make the sale, the money can be used for anything they want. Vilav Hachi, if it wasn't done that way, lo, then the money remains Kaddush. Kainu Lefi Pash Tastiv Maganavram, Shadik Devi Aram, Hashem Yushalmi, Adiv Shachanach. This is the simple understanding of Maganavram, who quotes the rule, the words of the Ran in the name of the Yushalmi on the Shachanach. Ubesefer Koivitz al HaRambam. There's a sefer printed in the back of the Rambam called Sefer Koivitz. In the Sefer Koivitz in the Rambam, Hilchas Tefillah Perek Yud Aleph, Kosef, he writes, the nearer lo, that it appears to him, Tefillah Bekrachim, even in the big cities, Yechom Lemachim Levyaran, according to the Ran, you should be able to sell them. The Davkli Mechiris Beisek Knesses Gufa, only when it comes to selling the shul itself. Amrin de lo mochli rab mechelkel meshuvat over here. We say that the community at large, the world at large, is not forgiving their share to the city council to make this decision. Mashen kim bezeh, as opposed to the furniture of the shul, the fittings of the shul, that's different. V'chein yochel agabi lo mochem, and therefore the gabi can't sell them, but serif anshe ir, with the agreement of the community, v'lehotzei mosichun, and the money becomes chel. So Rabbi Yosef writes that we can rely on the Sefer HaKovitz, and we can matter selling a Sefer Torah puzzle to another shul, as long as the hanhola of the shul that was elected by the community to take care of the shul is in agreement, and then the money they'll use to pay down the chovus of the kehila. This is a shah that comes up. If the shul has a Sefer Torah puzzle, can you sell it and use the money to pay down a chayv? So the Sefer Kovitz also make a difference. Even at a krach, the shul you can't sell. But the other things of the shul you can. And then the money can be used for anything. So if the shul is in debt, they can use the sell off those things and use the money to pay down the shul's debt.